Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It is Free for All Friday. Let's cut to the chase and get straight to the show. It's Free for All Friday, and this you must know. Your voice will be heard across the heart of this land. Your opinion is important, and I think you're just grand. It's Free for All Friday. Your calls are all welcome. We'll talk about almost anything. We deny very seldom. So get your coffee ready. It's the brew that is true. Let's get on with the show. For this day is for you. It's Free for All Friday. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. Well, much is happening and not a whole lot is happening. I don't know. It's all kind of the same thing. I get so tired of the same old news. Don't you wish it didn't take them so long to get something done? We left, you know, we leave things in the hands of Congress and of the politicians, and they just never get anything done. And we see such a fight going on across this land, such a fight. And I have said before that it's no longer about policies, it's no longer about Democrat and Republican, even though they want us to believe that. But it's about the left has gone so far, and some of them on the right are really left. They're going so far to the left. It's really because they don't like the constitutional republic. I have an article here that I really, really want to share it with you in its entirety. And I'm hoping that it'll give you some food for thought, that you will, maybe it'll help you dig your heels in the ground just a little bit. Not in stubbornness, but in trying to stand for this country, stand for God. This article is coming from the Daily Signal, which is part of the Heritage Foundation. It happens to be written by Dennis Prager. He says, in 2011, after 899 issues and 73 years of publication, Superman, the most famous American comic book character, announced that he was renouncing his American citizenship. I listened, he says, I intend to speak before, this is a quote from Superman. I intend to speak before the United Nations tomorrow and inform them that I am renouncing my U.S. citizenship, Superman announced. He then adds in his reference to his famous motto, truth, justice, and the American way, it's not enough anymore. It's not enough anymore. After a national uproar, the comic publisher announced that this theme would not be revisited in any future edition of the comic. But an important point was made to the liberal publisher of Superman. The hero's American identity just didn't feel right. It didn't feel right to him that Superman be an American. I put to the side of that, I put a little note, we prefer Captain America anyway. Maybe that was what people wanted back in 1938, he said, to the late 20th century. But this national identity stuff has got to go. We should all be world citizens. This example illustrates a primary difference between left and right. their respective views of nationalism and national identity. The rejection of national identities began with the founder of leftism, Karl Marx. He ends his major work, Das Kapital, with the famous left-wing motto, "Proliterate of the world, unite. You have nothing to lose but your chains." Marx regarded national identities as backward and useless. In his view, the only identities that mattered were class identities, the working class and the ruling class. If a worker thought of himself first as a German or Englishman rather than a worker, communism would never be achieved. Gotta be slaves, right? The rejection of nationalism in Europe became mainstream after World War I. Many Europeans, especially among the intellectuals, concluded that the unprecedented loss of life caused by the Great War was a result, first and foremost, of nationalism. They concluded that Europeans slaughtered each other for nothing more than a flag and a national identity. Therefore, the argument went, by abolishing nationalism, war would be abolished. Hasn't worked, has it? And I believe, this is coming from me, not him, I believe those flags might have had some land underneath them. That is the belief that led to the creation of the European Union. The more Europeans identified with Europe rather than with a particular country, the less likely were the chances of war between European countries. In the United States, however, a national American identity has always been a major part of what it means to be an American. Think about that statement. Let me repeat it. In the United States, American identity has always been a major part of what it means to be an American. Is it any wonder, and this is coming from me, not him, that they're all upset and they say it as if it's a dirty word toward the president, that he's a nationalist, claiming isolationism, which he has never claimed isolationism. He commits to America first, which is how it should be. And when he has been meeting with these other countries, these foreign dignitaries, he says they should put their countries first. We can all put our countries first, our people first, and get along. Well, in theory, we should be able to do that. The writer here goes on. He says, the three pillars of Americanism constituting what I have called the American Trinity are found on every American coin and bank note. Liberty, in God we trust, and e pluribus unum. The latter is Latin for out of many, one. So you see, because it doesn't matter, and this is coming from me now, what color you are, what class you are. There shouldn't be a class in America. We are Americans. Because America has always been a nation of immigrants, he says, it has no ethnic identity. Therefore, unlike almost all other nations, America could not depend on an ethnic identity to keep its people together. So why are we trying to do that now? You know, that multicultural or cultural appropriate jargon. Craziness. There's more to this. I want to bring it to you. I think it's of great interest and something for us to really think about. But it is Free for All Friday. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's Free for All Friday. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. you're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. We will talk about almost anything you want to talk about. First, if you'll be patient, some of the calls are coming in. If just be patient, I want to finish this article, and then we will get to you as quickly as possible. This is about nationalism, why the left hates nationalism. It goes on here after it had just stated that we have really no identity because we are a melting pot. He didn't use the word melting pot. I did. He says, in fact, if all Americans retained their ethnic identities, America would simply splinter. So a non-ethnic American national identity had to be forged and preserved. To this day, foreigners in the United States are struck by how patriotic Americans are in comparison to whatever country they come from. He says they marvel at the fact that before and almost every sporting event, which is one reason they're protesting it now, from professional down to high school, the American national anthem is played and or sung. Conservatives wish to conserve all these manifestations of American patriotism and nationalism because they believe a sense of national unity is essential to the political and social health of this country. On the other hand, the American left, like the left in Europe, are opposed to nationalism, and it generally finds patriotic expressions corny at best and dangerous at worst. I put in here, left equals socialism equals communism. Less people, more God is what nationalism and what our Constitution was founded on. But they want, I quoted my own self wrong. Less people, more government is what socialism wants. Going on with this, this is easily seen. Just visit conservative and liberal areas. Now, I have not done this. On July 4th, America's Independence Day, you will see the American flags displayed throughout conservative areas and virtually none displayed in liberal areas such as Manhattan and Santa Monica and Berkeley in California. Left-wing opposition to American nationalism is exemplified by the left's embrace of multiculturalism, the cultivation of all ethnic and racial identities except American. It has even reached the point wherein some American colleges no longer display the American flag. In lieu of an American national identity, the left prefers an international identity, an international identity. Thus, ideally, the United Nations authority would supersede American authority, and the world court would supersede American courts. And we've already seen this in some of their language. To conservatives, such ideas are an anathema because, in addition to subverting American sovereignty, the United Nations has not done nearly the amount of good in the world that the United States has done. And we'll end it here. That's why the liberals at DC Comics and Superman renounce his American citizen at the United Nations, no less. In their view, Superman is now even more super. In conservatives' view, the renunciation is kryptonite. And you know what? This is me adding this. Captain America is my hero, not Superman. It is Free for All Friday. We're going to finally go to the phones. I have Ray from Illinois. Ray, how are you today? Thank you for your patience, sir.
Oh, I'm fine. This was a story this morning on Facebook. Feminists stating that breastfeeding is unnatural.
Unnatural?
Yeah.
Well, oh, my goodness. And where was that?
It was on Facebook. And I was sitting there scratching my head. Well, I kind of wondered, has this woman ever had a child before, number one? And, you know, because if she did, she would get breast milk.
Well, you know.
It's insanity.
It is total insanity. You know, I say we talk about almost anything. I never did think we were going to talk about breastfeeding. On CNC Talk Radio. It is a crazy, crazy world that we have come to. We've gone from the sublime to the ridiculous here. We have those that they have no modesty and they'll just whip her out there in public and it embarrasses a lot of people. And then now we have somebody saying it's not natural. It's just crazy.
I remember when my wife was breastfeeding. And if we were out and she went to breastfeed, she had a blanket that she would cover herself with the baby.
And most women do, but there are some that don't.
It's called modesty.
It's called modesty. But a lot of people have not been taught that, and it is a crazy world. It's as natural as it can be. I don't know what that woman's problem is. But anyway, thank you, Ray. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. I thought you'd get a good laugh.
Get a good laugh out of it. Thank you so very, very much. Right. We have Laura from Missouri. Laura, how are you today?
Hey, Beth Ann. I'm doing good. I just was wondering if anybody else has been keeping an eye on the skies like we have recently. Since Tuesday, the sun, which normally raises just about straight up in the east from us, is now raising about 20 degrees more south, and it's setting about the same way. We're going through a wobble here on the planet, like they've talked about they do sometimes, but it's been since Tuesday, and I noticed it again today, and I just didn't know if anybody else out there
You know, I'm in this office all the time.
Not even paid attention to it.
I'm in this office all the time, and sometimes the sun's already down when I leave. So I have not noticed that. So we'll open that up and see if anybody else has noticed that.
All right.
All right. Appreciate it, Laura. Thank you for calling. It's been a while since I've heard from you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Yesterday, and this is sad news. This is sad news. Well, the president declared a crisis with the opioid addictions that are in this nation. Do you remember when you were a kid? I guess this is a sign I'm getting old. You didn't see certain commercials on the air. You didn't, they didn't promote drugs. And now they promote all kinds of drugs in commercial. And the opioid addictions are, it is, I wouldn't say it's epidemic exactly because you can't catch it. You have to take it. But at the drop of a pin, drop of a hat, or whatever you want to call it, doesn't take much for a doctor to prescribe medicine, for whatever the case may be. Even the antibiotics, of course those aren't opioids, but even the antibiotics, I don't go to a doctor until I just think I can't fight it off anymore. Maybe sometimes I wait too long, I don't know. I just don't do it. I believe the human body needs to do it itself, and if it can't, then you get it some help. But the sad news is, if you'll remember, Eric Bolling, when he left Fox News because of a scandal, a sexual scandal, but the same day he found his son dead. His son was just 19 years old. Well, yesterday, the autopsy released the findings that his son died of an opioid overdose. Apparently he was taking some other medications. It didn't go into why he was taking them. But this family is ripped apart, as many families across this nation are, with the opioid addictions. And my heart just goes out to him. And of course he recognizes the importance of the president recognizing this. You know, they talk about national health care, Obamacare, whatever you want to call it. Big pharmaceuticals and insurance companies. They've had a lot of play in all the drugs in this nation. And yeah, we've got some coming across the borders, but the opioids, it's an addiction. We're not a very tough people anymore, are we? We need to give up the drugs. Start relying on other things. That doesn't mean you don't need help every once in a while. I'm not saying that. But this is crazy what's going on in this nation. We are falling so far away from God. This is Free for All Friday. When we come back, I want to talk about the JFK files a little bit. If you don't give me a call at 877-895-5410. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. I guess even breastfeeding. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, brushstrokes and balladeers. The M-Bar, the call of the cow country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is Free for All Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Well, let's see. I wanted to talk about it. I think I just buried it. I wanted to talk about the JFK files. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. We talked about that a lot yesterday, how that impacted, how that affected our lives as young children when that happened. And they were going to release the files and everybody was going to know the truth. Well, they didn't quite get that done. Didn't quite get that done. They released part of them, but not all of them. President Donald Trump blocked the release of hundreds of records on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy, bending to the CIA and FBI appeals, while the National Archives came out yesterday evening, with a hefty cachet of others. He says, "I have no choice," Trump said this in a memo, citing potentially irreversible harm to national security if he were to allow all records to come out now. He placed those files under a 6-month review while letting 2,800 others come out, racing a deadline to honor a law mandating their release. Now, Congress has 6 months. I don't know if that's going to be long enough for them. They're slower than a snail. That's an old saying, slower than molasses in January. They can't seem to get much done. But anyway, in 1992, a law mandating release of the JFK document states that all the files shall be publicly disclosed in full within 25 years. That meant by Thursday yesterday, unless the president certified that continued postponement is made necessary by an identifiable harm to the military defense, intelligent operations, law enforcement, or conduct of foreign affairs. Now, I don't know who made that law back in 1992. I would say probably Congress or somebody. But that doesn't allow the president, for example, to hold some records back because they might be embarrassing to agencies or people. This is the article that I'm reading to you, and it's from Fox News, and it's was put out yesterday evening or early this morning. In any release of this size, there's probably always embarrassing details, says Douglas Brinkley, a professor of Rice University. And the last statement in this article is, the law does not specify penalties for noncompliance, saying only that House and Senate committees are responsible for oversight of the collection. So, they've got 6 months to decide what they're going to do with the remainder of these files. All they've done with this, the CIA and the FBI, is fuel more conspiracies, fuel more, encourage more distrust of the American people with the officials and the bureaucracy of this country. As if all the corruption that's going on with the Clintons and the Democrat Party wasn't enough. I know you're thinking, now, Beth, the Republicans are too. Yes, they are. They are corrupt as well. Many of them. I think we'll find out some of them were in on this. That's what I think. We'll find out some of the Republican rhinos were in on this decision with the Democrats to destroy Donald Trump. The FBI informant's lawyer said that the Obama administration threatened her client and his career. Well, that sounds on the up and up, doesn't it? A former FBI agent or informant, and the gag order was lifted by the Attorney General. The former FBI informant who blew the whistle on a high-profile bribery case involving a Russian energy company was intimidated by the Obama administration lawyers into dropping a civil suit against the government last year, says his attorney. Victoria Townsend, the lawyer for him, they're never giving his name. I'm a little worried about his health myself. She says that Obama's Justice Department lawyers told her client that his reputation and his liberty was in jeopardy if he did not drop a lawsuit against the government. Well, now that sounds like democracy, doesn't it? Actually, it does sound like democracy. It does not sound like a republic. It sounds like socialism. It sounds like a third world country. Who was it that we made the comment about General Kelly and the Banana Republic? This is what the Banana... Actually, they probably just killed him. And I think he needs to be careful, because anytime you're dealing with the Clintons, it seems like we have dead bodies coming up. Just wanted to throw that out there to you because these things are going on in our nation. A free nation. Isn't that crazy? Well, the DNC of now, they are saying, oh, no, we didn't have anything to do with that. So they're kind of backing up. That was the other DNC. That wasn't us. That was the others, not us. That was the ones during the campaign. We're a new DNC. We're the new guys. However, the DNC chairman, he falsely claimed, now this is what's going to get you. He claims that the Electoral College is not a part of the Constitution. Democrat National Committee Chairman Tom Perez, I don't know if he said it without using all of his colorful language, but he falsely claims that the Electoral College is not a creation of the Constitution. During a lecture at Indiana University Law School, Perez said the Electoral College doesn't have to be here, doesn't have to be there. The Electoral College is not a creation of the Constitution. It doesn't have to be there, he said. There's a national popular vote, a compact, in which a number of states have passed a bill that says we will allocate our vote, our electoral votes, to the person who wins the national popular vote once other states totaling 270 electoral votes do the same. They're still a little bit aggravated that they lost the election. Perez claims that the Electoral College is not a part of the U.S. Constitution and is completely false. Article 2 clearly outlines the electoral process, dictating that the states must appoint electors who meet and vote for the president. Each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct a number of electors equal to the poll number of senators and representatives to which the state may be entitled in the Congress. But no senator or representative or person holding an office or trust or profit under the United States shall be appointed an elector. That's Article 2. Perez has made statements in the past that President Donald Trump didn't win the 2016 presidential election because former Secretary of State Clinton won the popular vote. The popular vote is the democracy. The Electoral College is the republic. So is it any surprise that the Democrat Party would be against the republic since they are standing on socialism and say we are the socialist party? Okay, they call it the Democrat Socialist Party. If we lose the Electoral College, the Republic is dead. We're done. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. 877-895-5410. Free for All Friday, and we will be right back.
A moment from a founding father, perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ AJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Return to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It's free for all for right at your calls and welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. But many of you have waited. You've waited until the last segment. So you better hurry up and make that call. 877-895-5410. We have Roger in New Mexico. Roger, how are you today?
Just fine, Beth Ann. It's great that you're pointing out that the Electoral College system is defined in our U.S. Constitution. When I was in college, we debated direct vote against Electoral College. Hmm. By the time I finished, I realized our founders were brilliant.
Aren't they?
That if you wanted to abolish Electoral College system, why don't you abolish the Senate? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
I'll let you talk more about that.
All right. Well, he's referring to the Senate. Because it used to be that the senators were appointed by the states. And then somebody came up with this grand idea with the Amendment 17 and decided to make them elected officials. Popular vote. So now we have senators buying their seats. It's a popular vote. Bought and paid for. And so we have a senator that I'm not sure where she was born, but then she married some guy from Arkansas, and he was the governor, and then they would come to the D.C., and they have a presidential run, and then they go to New York City, and she becomes senator. She becomes senator. Do you see? It's not about representing those people at home. It's about a popular vote, and it's about money, and it's about buying that seat so that you can do all kinds of things. You know, maybe later, after you're done with your Senate, you can open a foundation, and you can commit treason against a nation. Yeah. If we lose the Electoral College, it will be the final nail in the coffin for this constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. We act like one. They keep screaming it on both sides of the fence now. They scream democracy. We are a republic, and the elected hate it. They hate it when you say it. You're a radical if you say it. But we are a constitutional republic, which means the people are in charge. Well, people, we've kind of failed on our part. We should have never allowed the 17th Amendment. We failed to understand that once that happened, senators can be senators from anywhere to somewhere else, and they're really not representing you. No. No. They're not. And nationalism is not a bad thing. The left wants you to believe nationalism is a bad thing. And they spew all kinds of crazy stuff. Do you remember, I think it was on this show earlier this week, and I didn't concentrate on it for very long, but there was a mother, she's very concerned, her little girl wants to be, is it Moana? The little Hawaiian cartoon character that was a little Hawaiian princess or something. I didn't watch it, so I don't know. But she was thinking, well, that's probably culturally inappropriate. Because her little girl isn't Hawaiian. It's culturally inappropriate for me to go to the Mexican restaurant, according to these people. I think the Mexican restaurant here in town kind of likes my money. A melting pot is what we should be so very proud of. No other nation has ever done that. And the left wants to tear it apart by culturalism. As if nationalism was a bad thing. It's not. It's a good thing. I have so much different blood running through my veins. I am the melting pot. I am definitely a mutt. French, Irish, Scotch, Indian, English, and German. Yeah. I'm no newbie to this land. My ancestors have been here for a long, long time. We have to be a melting pot. We have to. We have to be one out of many. That's what sets us apart from every other nation, from every other country. To bring in this culturalism like the left is trying to throw at us is going to wreck it. It'll tear this nation, and it is tearing this nation apart. And old Governor Brown, don't let him fool you. He isn't about humanitarianism. No. I know I've said this before, but I'm going to tell you again. Go back in history to what these people say. He and Joe Biden were adamantly against, loudly against, bringing the refugees here from Vietnam. There was no risk of terrorism with those people who were being slaughtered. It was a humanitarian act to bring them here. They weren't brought here illegally. But legally, so that they can have life. The left doesn't care about life. They do not care about life. They do not care about liberty. They do not care about this nation, and they obviously hate the Constitution, and they hate the Constitutional Republic, which is you. They hate Donald Trump because you elected him. If you voted for him, you elected him. He is taking the hits and the bruises for you. You don't have to agree with everything the man says. But what he stands for is what the forgotten American knows in their heart. The United States of America, our founding fathers, were far, far, far from perfect. But we were established as one nation of lots of people under God. God first, then the government. God created man. Man created the state. The state created the federal government. And that's the way it should be. God on top, federal government, the D.C. occupiers on the bottom. Don't let them get rid of the electoral vote. If they get rid of the electoral vote, you are done as a republic. And you will find out what a democracy truly is. And it isn't good, my friend. It isn't. We're headed into a weekend. Enjoy your family. Worship God. And let's bring America home.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.